I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jewel. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
And we've got your back when it comes to recommendations. It could be makeup, movies, fashion or food. We'll fill you in what we've loved and maybe didn't love this week.
Before we wrap things up, we leave you with a motivational quote to carry with you into the week ahead. It might be nonsense, but we will try. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra boost sometimes.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on.
And we are back. We're not in on air in Care today, though. No. We're over in London in the Spotify studios. How cool is this?
It's class, isn't it?
Class. Oh, my God.
You a bit nervous?
I am. I feel nervous now, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's very classy, isn't it?
Yeah, so I flew over this morning. So I made the trip over this morning. Normally it's Brenda that comes back to Ireland. But I flew over this morning, got the 7 a.m. flight over, yeah. I'm wrecked. I'm beige.
Tell us about your day.
I'm sure I'm pregnant.
Why?
There's so many fucking people in London. I was in the lift. Right. There, we were like sardines. Your man was pressed up against me. I was like, nah, I'm going to leave this lift pregnant if he doesn't get off me. But jammers. The place is jammers.
Was that now you messaged me around, was I think around 8:30, 9? I'm on the way and anyway. Delighted. Where did you say we're going? To Bristol or somewhere? So Julie decides anyway. Obviously you get the tube or the Elizabeth line. That's what most people would do. No, but Julie went up. She got the Heathrow Express. The Heathrow Express. And then she's like, do I have to pay for this?
No, see what happened was, I heard, you said to me, get the Elizabeth line. So I got off the aircraft and I found
the aircraft. Where you go? I saw for London one day, it's aircraft. I thought I was the posh one.
The airplane. Got off the airplane anyway. Found my way to the underground. And I was like, what do I do here now? So I went up to your man and I was like, he was like, where are you going? And I says, into the city. He was like, into the what? The city. And he was like London Central, is that? And I was like, yeah, that's where I'm going. He said, but what part? I don't know where the fuck I was going. Yeah. So then I just knew you were at work and I was like, if I get myself by BBC, I says, I'm going to BBC. And he was like, 2 minutes there now. He called two women over and he was like, what line does she get for BBC? So they said it on her. They said the Elizabeth line. Get the Elizabeth line into Ealing and then from Ealing?
Ealing, yeah.
Ealing. And then get some other fucking red line or something from Ealing into
White City.
White City. So I goes, grand, I got a map. I got a map at all, right? So I'm walking around the underground with the map and everything. But I did go up to this man and I was like, I'm kind of half lost. Where's the Elizabeth line? He goes, up there now, girl. Second left. So I went up on it. Totally did the second left and I ended up on a fucking train. Don't ask me how. I was like, this is not the underground. I was like, this is a fucking train and I have no ticket. Then I seen this fella that looked like a conductor and I was like, oh my God, he's going to come over here now to be looking for a ticket like the Irish Rail. Nothing. So but he didn't come near me, thank God. Got off in, where did I get off again? Paddington, is that?
Paddington.
Got off in Paddington then.
Paddington.
Paddington.
Go on.
I got off in Paddington and then I got, where did I go then? Oh, and then I had to put into Google Maps and I was like, where am I going now? So put into Google Maps and I said the Hammersmith City Line.
Yeah.
And I found that and it brought me right up to my destination.
I was very impressed because I told you be easier to get the central line into White City because Hammersmith and City Line's been hard. But you did well, although one thing, where's BBC? I don't work for the BBC.
I told you.
No.
Who do you work for?
ITV.
There was one, right?
Well, luckily enough, there is. He could have sent you into BBC in the central London because I'm in the west of London, but ITV is in where it is as well. How long have we doing this podcast? You don't even know where I work.
I get mixed up with you. I can't.
You're on to me every day. I walk out of that building at 9 o'clock to go over to the other building.
I also was BBC. No, ITV.
I always thought your son's name is Fergal. Your daughter's Emma. I'm going to start calling them Fergal and Emma now when I get home.
Oh, stop. But then my morning didn't end up there. Like, yeah. Oh, no, it gets better. So I got there for, what time? It was about 9:30, I'd say. 10 o'clock.
9.
So you weren't finished work till 1:30. I was like, what do I do now for the couple of hours? So I was like, do you know what? Fuck, I'll treat myself to a blow dry. Because I couldn't, even though I was in Westfield Shopping Centre, I also nearly needed a map for this place. It's huge, the size of Cork. Went in there and I was like, not by not knowing her, because I have no bag, I had no like luggage or anything to bring home. I said, no point buying anything. So what I'll do to kill the time is I get a blow dry. Seen the only hairdresser in Westfield Shopping Centre, went in there and I was like, oh, can you fit me in for a blow dry? I thought London was cheap. So I was like, £20 or something like that. She's like, yeah, no worries, girl. Come on down, hair, wash your hair. Washed my hair, she put a few curls in. I went up and I was to pay, thinking £20. Do you know how much?
Go on.
€90 for a fucking blow dry.
Oh, God.
€90. I actually fainted. I was like, what? €90.
That is one of the things here is it kills me, the paying for the hair.
I'm shocked. I thought it'd be £20.
Not Tony and Guy anyway. They are probably one of the most expensive ones. But your hair does look great. But then you nearly got it. We were running. Oh yeah, we're actually running towards the tube then to get here. And I was laden with bags. I mean, I had a bag, a big bag, carrier bag. I had my bag, a shit bag, with my laptop and a load of other bits. And then a backpack. She goes, I'm going anyway because this £90 blow dry anyway left me for dead. Are you coming? And then she was in the station waiting for it. Taught you ran marathons. I was like a Sherpa going up Everest carrying all the stuff. Then you looked at me. Then, no, actually, you goes, have you a hairbrush? Before she even asked me, did I need help? Have you a hairbrush now? Because my hair. And I actually think I showed you the bags. And will you carry it, please? Like I
did then though.
Dislocated shoulder after walking out of that place. All she cared about her hair. And then on the tube. Oh, then she was on the phone to someone inside in Westfield. This is the best of it. Yeah. I talked to there when I'm on the tube. No idea how loud the tube was going to be. You couldn't even hear yourself. I'll talk to you there now when I'm on the tube, she says. And then the best of it didn't come over this morning. I genuinely thought you were joking me. I seen her anyway. She had a picture of her handbag. And she opened it. What kind of plugs have you over there? I was like, oh my God, where's your, like, what kind of plugs do you have? As in, like, was she going to Spain or America that she needed an adapter?
I got a bit confused in Cork Airport. It was very early.
Do I need an adapter? She says, do you need an adapter? I was like, oh, what am I bringing here? I'm like, you're well travelled. You go on to me. Oh, you said to me, you're never from Australia. Ah, Brendan, you need to go to Australia. Then, says, then you want to know, do you need a different adapter for
London.
The UK?
Oh, stop.
Then shocked to find out their blow dry was going to be more than 25, 30 euros than we do at home. That's the
90 euro.
But Jewel, yeah, that's Tony and Guy though.
Woo,
I know. But you see, the thing is, this is what I wanted to bring up before on the podcast, is about we just accept it. What did you do? Oh, lovely, thanks.
I gave her a tip and all, I got such a fright.
See? And she is lovely inside there. I know the girl.
She's lovely. She's like, because I wanted to pay you a card and the card machine is like, add tip. And I was like, the girl is so nice. And I was like, I'm mortified. Here I am adding more to my 90 euro. I was like, nah, bigger fool you, Julian's. But then it doesn't stop there. So then after my blow dry, I still had another hour. So myself and Brenda are going on holidays next week and I need my toes done anyways. And I was like, feck it, I'm going to have to get my toes done in Cork anyways. I might as well get it done here. Went to the salon anyways and I was like, oh, will you give me a pedicure? And they're like, yeah, look, we're free now. Sit down. So I sat down and it was this one. Anyways, start doing my toes. And you know the way she'd be clipping your toenails and in around your skin, is that by your cuticles or something they call it? And it was like chipping away. And it was, next thing by, she took a chunk out of the toe. The blood. It was dripping everywhere. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Next thing she went away, she told the man, like he must have been the manager or something, that I'm after like practically cutting off your one toe. He comes over with a bottle of alcohol spray, sprayed the toe. This, I was like, and then she says to me, I'll just do 9 toes today. I says,
small toe.
My middle toe.
Oh, that's very awkward, isn't it?
I'll show you the video. I was like, she was like, where are you from? Go home now. I'd put a plaster on it because I kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. And she did my other foot done and dusted, like, but my other toe kept bleeding and bleeding. Your man kept spraying the alcohol spray then trying to stop the bleeding. I was like, nah. So she was like, where are you from? And she didn't really know, like, my accent and stuff like that. I was like, Ireland. And she's like, where? Ireland. Where's that? I says, cross the water. You had to get a plane. I'd say your one is like, you got a plane over here to get your toes done. I was like, girl, you're going to have to do my other toe. She couldn't. I have a plaster. I'm 9 toes done. Plaster on my other toe now. I goes, girl, it's grand. Put a plaster on it or something. I said, I'll just get it done at home. So now I have to go into a salon when I go home. I'll do one toe.
Do you know where it's good in Cork? Angel Nails. Well, I thought it was funny as well, like the prices. How much was that now again?
55. She charged me full price.
Well, the £55. That's not on. You didn't say anything. This is the thing.
Clown,
we don't say anything. And as well, do you know what? When you were calling her girl, were you calling her girl loads?
No.
No?
I don't know what you're doing.
No, it's funny because it's funny because now I'd be wondering, do you know if you're coming over here? Do you know the way we say girl all the time?
Yeah.
I try and not use it as much.
Yeah.
Because they don't get it as much over here. Yeah. Do you know, even I say, all right, girls, they're still kind of looking at me a bit when like, it's girl as well, they're a bit. You know, so I was kind of wondering about the girl thing.
Yeah. No, I didn't say girl now, but I did hear a lot of them. All right, queen. I was like.
Yeah, if you don't be going, I'm queen. Well, come here talking about toes and faces, getting the nose done.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Getting the nose done, yeah. So I'm looking at here in the camera. I'm like, well, it's a bad nose, girl. How has no one told you this? And you're 39. 39, feeling fine. Don't give me a bottle of wine. That's what I'm saying to everyone. But I'm getting the nose done. Going to see you. Going tomorrow. No, we're meant to go today after the podcast, but I'm too busy. Going to see you. I'm getting the filler. Pat said, Pat feeling that like the people start crying with the differences.
Oh, sure.
I'm like,
look
the swan. I'm going to be the swan tomorrow.
Look at mine.
I mean, I'm going to start, maybe someone might crack on to me. No, it might have been just my nose all along. Seriously? But like he said, I'm looking at myself. No, I'm like, it's like the swan.
You will
gonna
be the
like
swan.
The swan. You're not going to know me. I can't wait to get it done. So I'm looking forward to getting it done. I am looking forward to might get a bit of action, you know?
Yeah, well, especially now that we're on our holidays next week.
Oh my God. Well, we kind of, you're going, but I don't know about me.
Yeah.
So I'll tell him quickly. So I only broke this news to you a half an hour ago. Although Sandra Murphy knew it, my sister knew it, my mother knew it, Seamus McGrath, counsellor, knew about it, Colm Kelleher, counsellor, knew about it. Not counsellors that you talk to them with your problems. No. Like. But yeah, so I was Sunday morning, I was looking at my passport. Obviously, we're going to Dubai. By the time this comes out, I don't know, will I be in Dubai? I'll explain. I looked at my passport and it is, you have to be 6 months in date with your passport. And I said, I got a weird feeling. I said, I don't know about this. So mine is actually out in August. 4 months. Mm. But I sat down, the coach was just getting ready to work, and he goes, do you know what? It'll be grand. They'll be grand over there, sure. I'll get away with it. They leave me in, all right. Leave me in as if I'm outside rare until I'm 90 at age 18. So I decided to ring my sister, who's over in Abu Dhabi at the time, and my mother. And I was like, Julie, what do you think? Like, will I be able to get in? She was like, get in. Where do you think you're going? I was like, will they leave me in? They will, though. They're grand in customs there and immigration. She's like, they're not. Because you're not going to get in at all. Where do you think you're going? Obviously, I can associate with going, flying into Kerry or Cork and going, do you know, all right, Damien, all right, Noel, our things, yeah. So I applied for the passport Sunday morning. Didn't want to tell you. Everyone else knew, but you didn't know. And you rang me Sunday morning. You don't really ring on Sundays. Hi, how are you? You were coming home from the hen. Yeah, good, yeah. Like, any news? I was like, who the feck told her? Yeah. It's like, Sandra didn't tell her. So you didn't know anything, but I was keeping it all week. I was keeping it all week because I was wondering. I was like, oh my God, I didn't care about my own. I was like, I'm going to for Julie's flight. It's all my fault.
Sure. Leave
the hotel and everything paid for. But anyway, the passport is currently, is printed. It was actually, I applied for it Sunday morning. It was printed at 10 o'clock Monday. And now for the last 2 days, it wasn't coming up, but on post. And now it's actually left Ireland today. I don't know I'm going to get it because clown here, what did I think would be a good idea? I'll book the flight to Dubai on the night of the marathon to try and get on business class with the medal.
You didn't?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going, that's, oh, I'm like,
are you going to wear the medal around your neck?
100%. Oh, have they all know about this at work and all?
This is gas.
I'm going to wear it and I'm going to go up and go, I just did the London Marathon, will you leave me on business? Oh, guaranteed. Like, it's going to have a manifest in this all week.
I'm going to come along then. On what day am I flying out?
Friday.
With my sissy sportsman. I might get first.
Was that the one from like
school
community games?
Yeah, like in your school days. Remember City Sports?
Well, we cute games because we weren't in a city, but I know your ones.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
oh.
So we'll see. Look, God only knows where I'll be. And then I said to myself, look, maybe it's a sign I'm not meant to go on the day. And I'm meant to go a few days later. So look, with all, I genuinely know all I cared about was you. I'm having a bit of a romantic moment. I did.
I will get it all right. And if you don't, just fly it with me. You'll go with your medal. I
want to go with the medal though as well because I want to kind of, you know, go. I just wanted to walk into Heathrow with the medal and then I'll go, where does she think she's going? Yeah. So that was it. Yeah, so that's my bit of ska.
Actually, to off at airport this morning, do you know what I done?
Go on.
This morning, your man, I went into my bottle of water and he was like, you know, I'd pay whatever. And he was like, thanks a million, safe flight. And I said, you too. Walking away, I was like, fucking hell.
It's the walking away after. Like, it's the walking away after, isn't it?
So embarrassing.
So bad.
I'm so
bad.
An after clown.
Do you know what I actually got on my birthday and it hadn't arrived in ages? No. And I was like, oh, happy birthday to me. And you know me now. I think I'm pregnant every second month. Yeah. My period. Got my period on my birthday.
But at least you won't have it for Dubai though.
Yeah,
you
I know.
It's not like we're going to get the ride anyway the night of your birthday, so sorry.
Well, that's true. Well, how do you know?
Because it's you.
Well, I know, that's it. Yeah, but I don't get my period for a lot because it just makes its own mind up. But you're right though. But I'm dead and not pregnant even after doing the two pregnancy tests, and I couldn't have been because it would be immaculate conception. But you know what? It's funny because I was telling one of the girls I'm friends at work, I was like, sure. She was like, but you're not pregnant, Brenda. You never are. And then she told me, no, she's a beautiful looking girl, this girl. 3 years, girl. No action. That's very common though.
See, I feel like with girls, we don't look for it that much.
No.
Like if I go out for a night out, I'm just looking for an old flirt, not the ride. Like,
yeah.
Like some lads would be only out for the ride.
Yeah.
I'd be just weak if somebody looked at me again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, I didn't have the ride all year.
Did you not?
Well, we'd be having a great ride now in May. 3 shows or last rodeo. What is that? Last rodeo.
Yeah, or I can't wait for our shows.
I can't wait.
So for anyone listening, if you haven't bought a ticket, what the feckin' hell is wrong with you? It's not like, it's going to be like a hen party and it's going to be great crack, but it's not just for hens because we're never getting married.
No, so this is our chance.
This is we're kind of having hen parties because it's never going to happen for us.
Well, what we love is, I love going on hens.
Yeah.
Anytime one of the girls gets engaged and they put it into the group chat, the first thing we all say is, where are we going on the hen? Because hens are a crack. It's the time we all get together.
Yeah.
So why not have a hen party? Like, what else are you meant to do?
I think it's going to be wild.
Well, come here. We had some wild shows in the past, but this is going to be on fire.
And do you know what I'm looking forward to? Dressing casually enough.
Yeah.
Want everyone, because the heels and stuff. And we don't look great walking in heels.
It's all over our face that we're uncomfortable, especially when you're up on the stage.
Do you know those heels that you love me wearing because they're painful?
Yeah.
At least I don't have to wear them now.
And do you know what now? You've no excuse. I could get out to the audience as well because all along, you go out now. My shoes are higher than yours. I'll sit down and you go out and talk to everyone. I'm like, no, like, I done that for 3 shows now. It was me that went out.
Hold on. No, you were dying to go out.
I know, but
you probably, if I probably came off the stage to go down, you'd be like, no, I'm doing this. You stay up there.
This is my job.
You'd be like, you're the presenter kind of one. You go up there now.
That's your job up
this
there.
This is me. This is me. And then you know what the hilarious thing is? This is stuff you don't see. You'd be walking back up the aisle then, yeah. And you'd be looking at the, and you'd be kind of looking at me like, I said, like I said, what's next?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, it's the never have I ever. And then never have I ever. And I'd be telling you, at that time, that girl's birthday, we want to give a big shout out. And it's her 30th lovely girl. Her name is. And I was like, hold on a second. I have it on my phone for you.
You have to get me her name. And I'm all the business about
this
her.
Is it?
And then at that stage, I think it was after a couple of drinks up on stage. So then I brought her up to the stage. And then I was like, okay, now you're here. So what am I meant to do now with you? So I was like, happy birthday. And we all gave her a hug and we sent her away again. I'd not planned in my head.
This is it.
I was like, come up to the stage. Come on away up. She was mortified. All the friends were pushing her up. She came up to the stage. And then I was like, oh, fuck. What am I meant to do with you here now? Gave her a hug and sent her on her way again.
Didn't give her any prize or nothing.
No. But actually, talk about birthdays. It's your birthday this week.
Well, the whole country knew
still
that.
Talking about it.
Oh, you brought it up. I just said I got my period on it.
I got you something. I was meant to write in a card, but I actually forgot with my whole drama
you're
this
absolutely
morning.
Absolutely useless with all this. I went to get you something. This happened several times. The Easter eggs.
I left that in my pooch.
What was that? The Easter. What was the other thing that happened? The balloons. The airport. Tell him that.
What balloons?
You remember balloons at the airport pretending I was famous? To do the thing I love.
Oh yeah. So what were you after doing again?
I think I was after coming out about my story. Like my drink.
Oh yeah.
Not that I was gay, but like that I'm an alcoholic.
Sober. You just done your sober post.
Yeah.
And you were coming home to record the podcast. And I was going off to collect you.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I was bringing the twins with me and I said, what I'll do now is I'll run into Woody's or somewhere like that, get loads of balloons. You know, congratulations, well done, we're so proud of you. And I was going to get Fiona and Aaron Rose to draw like a little banner, so proud of you, well done, 5 years, blah, blah, blah.
Emily
love
and Fergal.
All that.
Yeah, Emily and Fergal.
I have all the intentions in my head. I even rang Christina, told her. She's like, you're such a good friend. It just didn't happen.
And you know what? It was even worse. You weren't even in the terminal. And I think you were late. And I was waiting outside with a load of bags. I'm over here. Cross the road.
I don't have 15 minutes now anymore for you.
Wait.
10 minutes now, so I have to 10 minutes. Set down, yeah. But I did have it all in my head. I was planning that for a couple of days.
You are sweet like that, but just then I just never do it. And what have you for me today?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it?
No, it's in my head. I have it in my head.
Do you owe me money or something?
I could tell you something.
Do I owe you money? You're not in love with me or something. No, don't freak me out. What? Julie.
You're jumping out of an airplane.
Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
No, Julie, you know me in the flight.
I'm fucking shitting as well.
No, Julie.
I tell you now, you have not to do it.
I was thinking you were giving me a ticket ring or something. Jumping out, when?
The week before our shows.
No, you must be joking me. I can't get any more days off work so I can't come home. Julie, I can't. No, Julie, I will die.
I know. We land on De Clancy's. What an entrance.
The rooftop bar.
The rooftop bar.
Where's it on? Is it Cork? Julie, I don't know. I did a bungee jump before and I was very bad at whiplash.
That's different. That's on your ankle.
Julie, my God. I don't think I can do it. No, that it'll freak me out. I know the plane door thing. I know it's my thing, but no, I don't think I can. I can't.
Oh, there shitting.
I swear to God.
I'm not going down on my own.
Julie, would you carry on the podcast
if I'm gone?
I couldn't do that.
That's a fucking... Oh, yeah. You
would
couldn't.
You? No. Don't you dare tell me you would.
No.
Would you tell the truth?
I wouldn't.
If we ever started fighting.
Yeah, I would then us fight.
I'd never do that to you then. I'm very loyal that way.
I wouldn't.
I'm doubting you here. You're one throwing me out of an airplane. I'll go first then. I'll do the podcast there with someone else.
I have a cake as well.
Did you bring me a cake?
Yeah.
Bring it out. Did you actually know? Is this...
Yeah. I collected it earlier in the... After I lost the tour.
This snow is probably... sausages or something. I'm going to close my eyes. Julie, that's stunning. Where'd you get that? Did you get that earlier?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's stunning. Before, that's show me. And can I just talk about the marathon for a few minutes?
Jesus Christ, go on.
Do you know what? No, come piss off to the podcast with someone else's attitude. You're in my hometown.
Wait, no, seriously, never answer me. Would you do a podcast with someone else?
No, not at all.
So you just stopped doing podcasts?
I was actually planning to do one with Ken O'Flynn, my good friend.
Yeah.
And he, what do you call it? It never came, it just didn't happen. Mm. And then when you asked me, I was like, definitely do it. Would I do one? Well, if you, we'll say if you didn't want to do it anymore and you're like, look, Brendan, I don't want to do it, which I don't, if you went low key and didn't want attention anymore and wanted out of the limelight, which I don't think will ever happen, like myself. But if you didn't want to do it and you wanted to go, like you married some guy and you moved off to the country, you know, I'd be like, well, I'd like to keep doing it with, you know, but it would never be the same.
Yeah.
What about you?
So you never gave me a fucking answer. Would you do it, yes or no?
It would depend on circumstances, but it would never be the same.
Yeah, no.
I'd always be thinking, it's not Julie.
Oh.
I know, I'm creepy, aren't I?
So we'll definitely have to do the parachute jumps all together.
Can I?
Because if one goes down, we both
right,
go down.
That's grand. Can we talk about the marathon for a minute?
Jeez, go on.
So the marathon is on Sunday, but I haven't even thought about it. Really, I've had no time. I've barely mentioned it on my Instagram all week.
No,
I actually haven't, but I'm looking forward to now. So I'm going to take you down after this to the Mall, Buckingham Palace, where the finish line is. So you'll be proud of me.
Yeah,
I'm going to carry you down there. Do you know the way?
You're
going to
carry me down on your back.
I can't because I'm fucking carrying everything as it is. Fuck, so we're 90-pound blow dry leaving me car. I tell you, my son, I get a bad time on Sunday. It's off my shoulder with all the bags.
I was actually going to ask you for your coat.
My coat?
Are you not?
You're joking me. Selfish. I will do the podcast with someone else. Wouldn't help me with the bags. Want the hairbrush and my coat.
I know, hold on, my coat.
Jesus. And you say, come here, and you say you can't run. I tell you ran to White City Tube Station, and do you know what we're going to do? I'll do the parachute jump if you sign up to the Cork Women's Mini Marathon.
Can I walk it?
You have to walk and jog. I'm going to train you up because I'm setting up a running group here. A few names I have for you. I am. I'll do the parachute jump. You're not going to end up... You have a 90% chance of probably not dying doing the mini marathon, okay? I have a 50% chance of getting killed doing the parachute jump, all right? I'm very proud of myself. Now, nobody actually knows, so I am going to do it. I was going to do it with the Irish Dolls group, and I did. Mm. But then I felt, do you know what? I wanted something like that would include men and women and all sorts and everything. And obviously, you know my backstory. Running is very important to me as fitness for my mind. I know we joke about it, but for my mental health, it has helped me enormously with my anxiety. It really has. So some of the running group names I had, right? I want to help you to help me. I genuinely loved this idea. The Mile High Running Club.
Love that.
I love it too, right? But all at work, they're all kind of like, you're inviting the wrong crowd. And I'm kind of like, I'm not.
I'd go.
Yeah, I know you'd go. And then I kind of go around, would you go? And they're like, yeah, I'd go. I'd go. But then they're all kind of like, they're all kind of saying, it's like sex or something. You're going looking for sex. Because yeah, Mile High.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
But that's why I'm going.
Then I had Heart and Soul Running Club. S-O-L-E. Don't roll your eyes. That's cute.
Okay, go on. And then, S-O-L-E. Yeah. Heart is H-A-S.
S-O-L-E for shoe. You wouldn't know.
Heart and soul. Oh, heart,
the heart and soul.
And soul
of her.
Oh, yeah. I don't,
but there's a crowd up in Hastings who has it.
Okay.
On Instagram, so. And then I had the Pacemakers.
Yeah, sorry. It's like old people, though.
I know. I was like, you're all going to get heart attacks in the running club. And then I had Endorphins. Because
No, you love that word and it bugs me.
Endorphins.
That gives you the endorphins to know if you go to the
what
gym
are they?
Or run endorphins or something, you'll be saying.
Oh, you're getting that as a spelling someday. And then there was, that's the ones off the top of my head. But the other one I'm going with, and I have, if anyone is listening and you're sneaky enough to think you're going to set up an Instagram group, I already have it set up and I have the logo made and everything. Do you know Matt who did ours?
Who?
You know, yeah, he's doing it for me.
Okay.
So it is called, I absolutely love it. I was beaming at work last week.
Go on.
The Fast and the Curious.
Oh, very good.
The Fast and the Curious Running Club. I have the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then my motto is, right, lace up, gear up and never give up.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, very good.
So I'm setting it up here. And you know what it's going to be like as well, but I will document it. And then, you see, when I was setting doing the other Irish Dolls one, I was doing it with another girl. We only did one, but then I just came to the conclusion I kind of wanted to do one on my own and just have it as myself, part of my story, because of what running has done for me.
When you go solo on the podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Fast and the Curious podcast with me, Brenda Dennehy. Anyway, I won't do that to you. So that's what I'm going to do. And I just kind of want people who think they can't run, like, see things, I'm not a runner. Like, you are a runner. If you run across the road or you run 100 metres, you're a runner. So that's going to be my little project. But the thing is, when I had the other girl, Megs, do it with me, it would be like, look, if no one doesn't come, it'll be me and her. The shame won't be too bad. But I was like, look, if no one comes to the first one, then that's fine. You'll build it and they will come. That's what I was saying. And I remember I saw a picture of Taylor Swift in her concert in 2004 and there was hardly no one there, and in a concert in 2004 there was like 100,000 people at it. And I have that in my phone because I see a load of running clubs here, and as I said to you, when I used to be looking at people living in London when I wanted to be here, I never want to look at them with envy, but I'm looking at a few running groups going, oh, I could do that, and I'm like, well, why can't you do it? So I'm going doing it. So
when are you starting?
CEO of the Fast and the Curious Running Club London, after Dubai, if I get there, because I don't know.
And how many miles will you be doing on your first day?
Oh no, this is only going to be like 3 or 4 kilometres.
Is it going to be like the Couch to 5K thing?
Well,
like
I don't know. We'll have to see how people are going. But what I'll do then is I'll start up a Fast and the Curious Running Club in Cork. Get someone to do it for me there. Manchester.
Go on, girl,
around
worldwide.
The world. Oh yeah.
Love
it's
that.
Name. Oh, I have the page and all, but it's like I don't have the logo and everything up yet. But I wanted to have that because, you know, the way some people be like, I'll set up a page now, despite it. Too late, I have it. And I've said it here. So, yeah, I'm very excited. So, we're going to get you running as well. I think it's a great name, isn't it?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
The Fast and the Curious. I love it. Oh, no, can I just ask you this one, actually?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this, right? We were on, speaking of the Irish Dolls, we were on a hike to Chiltern Hills on Saturday. We had a ball, but it was so funny because our eyes messing around and stuff like that, and I pretended to be shifting a tree. Look, I know.
Fucking hell. What?
Look.
Did you put your arms around the trunk?
See, someone said, I was chatting about the running group to the girls, right? My friends. And then they wanted to listen to that. They did want to talk to me about it. I wasn't forcing them to talk about running. And then they were like, one of the girls, Jim, said, do you know now if you are on trees, that's where you manifest the best. And I seen a tree and I started to try and shift it to be all about it. And they started roaring, laughing, right? And then I said, oh my God, I have to ask this to Julie on the podcast. I said to the girls, did you ever shift a wall before practice, before you shifted anyone?
I definitely did something.
Yeah.
I sure was.
Or your hand?
The hand.
I knew it, because the girls were like, yeah. But then there was two English girls on the hike, and I was like, they probably didn't, because they think we're crazy. They did too.
Yeah,
they shifted walls as well. I remember.
Never a wall.
It was a wall with me.
But where did your nose go?
Hi, this is the last time you've seen
this.
That's
what happened to your nose. Head for face.
Hi, you know, at least I don't have a moustache.
I actually have chin hairs now as well.
Natasha.
Whiskers.
Anyway, I just thought the shift in the wall. Where do you shift a pillow?
A pillow on my arm here.
Go do it there.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I just want to, I think we've all shifted a wall.
Definitely not a wall.
Well, did you shift your pillow? Would your pillow be all spit then?
I know.
Your hand and stuff like that.
I think
that.
It was my hand.
And then your first shift, you wouldn't get it right at all then.
Wash machine.
And I remember one fella, like, I had to look in the mirror after. I was like, my lips, he's after biting off my lips. Oh, God, I have no lips. Anyway. Are you smarter than your 6-year-olds? Because Julie has twins, Fergal and Emily. 6-year-old twins. I'm only just Erin Rose and Fiona. I love you, Brenda. Erin Rose always says that to me on the phone. Your quiz, it's London theme, love right? It. Okay, so question number one. And there's no hinting here now. Okay. Just because we're in London, you're definitely not getting hints. And I talk to you about London a lot, so you better get 5 out of 5.
Go on.
Question number one. Who is the current king of the UK?
Charles.
Yes. 1 out of 5. What airport did you fly into from today?
Like, what airport
did you
leave?
Which one did you go into? No, which...
Heathrow.
That's not a question, but it's airport related. What county is Stansted Airport in?
London.
No.
Stansted.
County.
What the fuck? I don't know. There are counties over here.
Answer is, of course there's counties here. Oh, same as us.
Go on, I don't know.
Essex.
Oh, go away.
Yeah. I like this one now, right? At the centre of power, I stand tall with debates.
I could see her put up a picture of herself later with this as her fucking caption. Go on.
How dare you? That caption for my birthday was a good one. A lot of people loved it, actually. So this is a riddle. I love giving Julie the riddles to your face. At the centre of power, I stand tall with debates and laws that affect all. A bell in my belly, I chime the hour, and the heart of the city,
the
I
Big
tower.
Ben.
Yes! Yes, 2 out of 3. Okay. What is the underground known as?
Tube.
Yes! Oh my God, 3 out of 4. Right. And then, I live in West Kensington. Spell Kensington.
KINGSTOWN.
Say it again.
KINGSTOWN.
No. You said something else. It starts with KIG.
KEG. K. Is it King? Where'd you live?
King. West. No. Kensington.
King. Kensington. King. KING. Is that it? STO. KENGSTOWN.
No.
KA. I don't know. I'll give up.
KENSINGTON. And just for a bonus. Because you were mocking me. Bonus. Spell inter. If you get this right, I'll buy dinner.
ENDORSMENTS.
For endorphins.
Oh, yeah.
What are you spelling?
I don't know. Endorsements. Is that what you say?
Endorphins. Endorsements, like you're endorsing a product, saying you like it.
Oh, what's your word again?
Endorphins.
Oh, yeah. ENDORF. Mins, is that? M-E-N-S.
No, wrong. ENDORPHINS. You're buying dinner.
PH.
PH it is. Do you know the way some of the words are a bit like that?
Silly.
Yeah, so you silly. got 4 out of 5. You got 3 out of 5.
I think that's my best in a long time.
That's very good, Jewel.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Might be moving her.
Yeah. Before we finish up, recommendations for the week.
My recommendation is actually Super Value Bricks. I got a fabulous hotel the other night. Normally like €250. I got it for €70 for myself and the twins.
It's actually very breakfast. Good, isn't it?
Fucking unbelievable. €70 breakfast. Very good. And honest to God, this hotel now, because it's so good for kids, it's like kid friendly, whatever. Summertime peak season, you're talking €200 like a night.
Really?
Easily. So expensive. A beautiful hotel, but I got it for €70 on Super Value Bricks. You don't even need your stamps or anything. Do you know the way you collect that at the end of your shop?
Yeah. That's very good.
So I recommend looking up Super Value Bricks.
And do you know what I recommend? Grey's Anatomy. Hooked. Oh, hooked. Hooked. Yeah, I went on the Disney Plus app and I downloaded a load of them now again before I go off to Dubai that I'm probably not getting on the plane on Sunday, but anyway, we have to wait. On post, where's my passport? Yeah, so I love Patrick Dempsey. He's so sexy. Oh my God, unbelievable. Dr. McDreamy. Mm. Are you kind of watching it for him? When he goes in, I'm sad. Because do you know the way you like to fancy someone in something? Or do you know what happens to me as well at times? Do you know if you fancy an actor and then you find out they're gay, there's no chance. I'm good at then. Because we all fantasize being with them.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Like,
it's their character, not the real person. Like,
it could be a bit of both. Although, remember your man from Netflix? When I met him, total different. Like, I knew he'd be a different person, but whoa.
It was his character you liked.
I liked the character, but the second time I met him, I was like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
What is going on here? What is happening? Yeah.
Drive on,
motor on. We better drive on now and finish up.
We do. And thanks so much for listening to us. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we better drive on.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Before we go, are you not going to wish me well for the marathon? Like, seriously.
Best of luck, marathon. Best of luck, friend.
So funny. We'll see now with your 5K and your little feckin' medal. Go at your Sport City, whatever that thing was. Sports City. You don't even probably
City
have one.
Sports.
Bring that over now to Dubai. I'd be laughing at you. My lovely, beautiful, big London marathon. Yeah, so... You better comment in the post I put up now with the medal. Don't be making a smart one now. It's a big day for me.
It's a big
achievement. Anyway, until next week, we're going to be chatting to Sabrina Hill, actually.
Yeah, looking forward to this chat.
Good old Sabrina. We will chat to you next week. Buongiorno, or that's good morning. I mean, to say salam alaikum, which is...
Slán.
Peace be upon you in Arab. We'll be speaking next week. Bye-bye.